What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and 10,000 plus recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we got Lamar Mitchell from BetMGM, the director of trading there. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour, as he does every football Friday, to get us ready for the weekend. And then, of course, Rob and I will make our picks for the pigskin pickoff. Rob, before we get back into the Ime Udoka situation briefly, is this nerves we're seeing with Aaron Judge? 0-3? 0-2 last night. 0-5.
Yeah, it might be a little, you know. I mean, he hit the ball last night, just missed it. But it might be, Chris, everybody's standing at every at bat. It's weird, yep, because it's not what you normally face. So there becomes a little pressure trying to get it. You know, everybody's there. His family's there. You know it.
Yep.
And everybody's ready to erupt. It's kind of. I think he probably has to just, you know, shake it off and just play and just, you know. And he's been good at that, but you're right. He's 0-5 now his last couple of days. So we'll see. He still has probably at least one more at bat. It's 4-4, Chris, in the sixth. So he could get one or two more at bats. Probably just needs a hit to feel better. And remember that batting average title, you know, you can't go I mean, you can't have too many offers. It hurts you. So
absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We start off the show talking about Ime Udoka. And let's look at it from this angle, Rob. We both believe he's coached his last game with the Boston Celtics. Why not just go ahead and fire him? I mean, you think it's legal?
Yeah, it has to be legal, Chris. There's got to be something where they're trying to protect themselves to make sure they have. Because, Chris, if you have cause, you could get from underneath the entire
contract. Well, it seems like they have.
I'm just saying, but they want to make sure it's buttoned up right.
So you think they want to make sure they've got enough cause where they don't even have to pay him going forward?
Well, they don't have to pay him at all. Like, get out, and we don't owe you anything. You know, like, that's big.
That makes sense. Oh, that's huge. That is absolutely huge. Because you, to your point, now, I've said, if the team is so bad, unrealistically bad, because...
Because they're going to be pretty good, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I don't care who's coaching.
I don't think they'll get to the finals.
Right, but yeah, I don't care who's coaching. They're going to be a good team. They got players on that team.
I agree. I think they'll be good. But obviously, they've... I should say he's burnt the bridges there. But I'm sure he's got pride still. And they have... he brought it on himself, but I'm sure he's bothered with the organization, right? So it's going to be very hard for them to bring him back under any circumstances. So as you said, I do think that he's coached his last game there.
And especially, Chris, let me just say this. The Matt Barnes stuff, too, I don't know. You know, that's coming from a player. You remember we talked yesterday about players kind of forgiving him, you know what I mean, and moving on or whatever. For Matt Barnes to be so like, oh, my God, the details are just horrendous. Like, you know, he didn't use that word, but 100 times worse than you could imagine.
Yeah, Matt, but, and that Matt.
That was weird coming from Matt, right?
Yeah, Matt may have to answer for that. And I'm not saying he did anything wrong. I'm just saying the way he said it made whatever he knows seem so bad.
Right.
And it's already, we know it's bad enough he's cheated with, you know, he's you know, had an affair with a woman in the office who is not of the same status as he is.
As a subordinate, yep.
Right. So it's bad, period. And then he apparently wanted to keep it going. And they even used the word harassment at today's press conference, I believe. So that's bad. But the way Matt said it, it makes you think, okay, what was that harassment? Right?
How ugly was it?
Right, because we said it right. There are degrees. They jokingly wink at her, hey, you know, sugar, come on over tonight. You know, we can do what we used to do. That's wrong. That's harassment, but that's not as bad as
that's not 100 times a night. 100 times worse than you could imagine. Right.
Right. And going to her house, who knows? I mean, stalking. I don't know the hell what to speculate, but who knows?
But there are guys who stalk, Chris, who show up. They're outside their house, all kinds of looking in windows, all kind of stuff.
And then there's speculation, Rob, that it – because they said today it was many offenses, right?
Right.
That he broke their rules many times. Maybe it were more than one woman. I don't know. But I don't think, though, the number of women, Rob – like, let's just say if he is just a womanizer. I don't think that by itself would have made Matt Barnes – that's 100 times worse. You know, because – like you said, he was in the NBA for more than a decade.
Right, right.
I'm sure he saw plenty of stuff going on. So who knows? But like I said, Matt's response demands like some explanation. You know what I'm saying? Like he could say,
I was
taking
it back
further, and I don't think he will. But
Chris, he took his post down.
I think he might be expecting more things to come out. And more things might come out, you know? So we will see. But we both think he's coached his last game with the Celtics. And at this point, the question is, will he coach with another team anytime soon? Rob, let's go back to the NFL. And I mentioned this with Ben from Pro Football Focus, our last interview. But I got Jimmy G and the Niners beating Russell Wilson and the Broncos this weekend. Now, I would like to see the Broncos win because I picked them to make the playoffs. I picked San Francisco too, but I think they're going to make it either way. And I think the Broncos will still have a chance. But I just think San Francisco is a better all-around team. I don't think Jimmy G's as good as Russell Wilson, but he's good enough. And let me ask you this, speaking of him being good enough, Rob, what do you think are the chances of Jimmy G retaining this starting quarterback position with the Niners beyond this season? And what do you think he has to do that?
Good question. Obviously, they got to make another run in the playoffs. He has to play well. He has to stay healthy. And if they lose or when they lose in the playoffs, it's not him.
Right.
Would you agree with that? It's not him.
I would agree. I think
the defense breaks down, yep. They give up, you know, like that. It would have to be something of that ilk. Not like he missed a guy in the end zone and that's why they lost again.
I agree. Like, I think, Rob, there's two things he has to prove. One, that he can stay healthy. So he has to be healthy the rest of the season and into the postseason. And he has to show that he can play well in the playoffs. And I'm not saying he's got to be a superstar in the playoffs. He's not that level of player. But can you be who you are? Can you be the guy you are in the regular season? Just be that guy. And like you said it, Rob, they can lose in the NFC title game, lose in the Super Bowl. But don't let it be because of Jimmy G. Because
he can't make a throw. Because he can't, right. You know what I mean? Like, because
he hasn't had a good playoff game.
No. Even when they beat the Packers, he didn't throw a touchdown. And when they beat the Cowboys, Chris, he didn't throw a touchdown at either one of those games.
Right. And we are two guys that give Jimmy G credit, period.
He wins.
And we don't want to hear the old Kyle Shanahan's got Jimmy. Kyle Shanahan ain't done jack as a head coach without Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, maybe he can at some point. To this point, he hasn't. He's 8-29 without Jimmy Garoppolo as the starting quarterback. And 32-14 or something like that with Jimmy G starting as his quarterback. So there is something Jimmy G has that enables his team to win. And even in the postseason. But he doesn't play as well in the postseason as he does in the regular season. I think he's got to show that, Rob. And I think that's what – and now that would be interesting. If they went to the Super Bowl and Jimmy G plays well and they lose, but it ain't his fault. Or heck, if they win the Super Bowl, you got to bring him back. Now the question would be the money. Would he – demand?
No, absolutely he would,
to be
Chris.
The highest paid player?
He took a cut.
He gave up $23 million.
He took a cut. Ain't no
now,
way
he would get a lot of that back. He would, you know,
right.
He would probably.
But I'm saying he would want
16,
and he would probably want a deal, right? Like he's not like I'm not.
It's interesting.
I'm not holding a place. I'm not holding a place for you. You know what I mean? Until your guy gets back, I just got you to the playoffs again.
Right.
I just got you through another playoff run.
It's an interesting situation, Rob. If Jimmy G, let's say he did lead them to a Super Bowl or win, would he demand the highest dollar?
I don't think
of San Francisco.
Would he give him a discount? Is what you're asking me?
Well, here's what I want to say. We both don't think he's a great quarterback.
No.
Is he the type of guy that can go just anywhere and be great or, you know, win? Or does he say, you know what, I know it here. I love what the staff does with me. I can win here. I'll take 35 million.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something like that.
You know, as you get older and your earning years start to dwindle, I don't think you're trying.
That's a lot of earned money, though. No,
I know.
Like me and you.
No. I know that. But he was almost out of a job. He had to take a cut this year, which hurt. You know what I mean, Chris?
I wouldn't blame him. He'd have a Super Bowl, right?
Right. It could. Yeah.
Maybe you just.
And once you have a Super Bowl, you could be like, okay, I'm good now.
Right. I got my suit. I'm not going to the Hall of Fame, most likely, anyway.
Right. And I could cash
out now.
Unless
he thinks, hey, if I keep winning Super Bowls here, I don't know. It'd be an interesting question. We're obviously getting way out ahead of things.
Yes, we're way out.
Yeah, we're way out there in the Atlantic somewhere. But it's going to be – this is interesting, Rob. Jimmy G and the Niners. And I think that's a big game because both of them need it, the Niners and – the Denver Broncos need this win.
Who needs it more?
I think Denver. Because
It's at home, too, Chris. It's at home.
Yeah. Russ hasn't played well. Hackett's under fire. And they're in a heck of a division.
Right. They need a clean game.
Yep.
No bonehead coaching decisions. You need Russ to cook like he's making some white rice. Right?
Yep.
I'm going to pour some smothered beef on top of it with some broth.
Oh, man. I'm going to be like Ben Lindsay.
Huh? What, nothing?
No
you got
response.
Nothing to say? Just nothing?
Nothing. Not even a...
Chris loved it. Everybody else laughed. Rob Woods in the Hall of Famer.
Alex was
laughing. He doubled over. Alex laughs every time.
Rod is just polite. Rod is just, you know.
Alex is like, I laughed the first 100 times I heard it.
Right? I'm staying away from the meat jokes too, Rob.
No meat jokes? No.
Not right now.
All right.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
Alex, 877-99
on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Who do you think wins this weekend? Jimmy G and the Niners or Russell Wilson and the Broncos? And what do you think Jimmy G's chances are of becoming the 49ers starting quarterback long term? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in Season 1, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with Season 2 because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we can sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Jimmy G, what do you think are his chances of becoming the Niners' full-time starter beyond this season? And what happens this weekend against the Broncos? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Jake in Ames, Iowa. You're on the Ames. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Don't act like you know where that is, Chris.
I know Ames. Hey, James,
hey,
I went to Dowling.
Hey, I thought Chris went to high school in Des Moines or something for a while.
I did. I went to Dowling.
Yeah, good.
We used to go up there and whip up on Ames High all the time.
Wow,
I'm sure you did. You still do.
Good to have you, man.
Great show, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to talk about Jimmy for a second. You know, Jimmy has had two double-digit leads going to the fourth quarter in the Super Bowl, the NFC title game. He is at literally two plays away from being 2-0 in Super Bowls and winning MVP in that first one. You know who else was a mediocre postseason quarterback? Steve Young. Outside of that Super Bowl against some bums against San Diego, he wasn't very good in the playoffs, but we stuck with him until he broke through. I don't know why the Niners aren't sticking. Just let's ride Jimmy. He's going to break through and win one of these.
And you know what? That's a good point, Jake.
Here's what I would say, the injuries. Because it's not just that Jimmy G's not like a Pro Bowl quarterback. It's the injuries, too. Wouldn't you admit that, Rob? Like, they had to.
Yeah, no. He can't stay healthy. That's true. I don't think that's unfair. Thanks for the call, Jake. Ken in California. That's a big state. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ken?
Ken,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, buddy?
Go ahead.
Oh, real quick, Chris and Rob, you know, Jimmy G's auditioning for his future, and you're putting the cart way before the horse about them going to the Super Bowl. And they have Trey Lance in the waiting. That wouldn't be a very wise NFL money move. And I'm going to tell you, Chris, you're right. All of Rob's laughs, all of his laughters, all of his jokes, even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. Peace.
Wow. Thanks, kid. I mean, wow.
Yeah, tell us
angry.
What you really think.
Wow. Angry on a Friday. Who knew?
Is it Tuesday?
Wow. Is it Tuesday? It's a trash talking Tuesday. It feels like it.
Very upset.
Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports. Andre laughs at my jokes. What's up, buddy?
I don't know. Andre's pretty serious dude.
Yeah, man, and Rob, thanks, you know, the comedy career, you're up there, you're doing a stand-up, so I got to respect, you know, the process. I know you're doing writing, so you got to,
yes.
You know, the jokes are good, you know, you laugh along. But I'll tell you one person who's not laughing, and that's Jimmy G, and I think he sees this year. He knows he's not going to be the starter long-term because of what they've invested in Trey Lance, but he has a chance to secure himself a bag if he goes out and balls this year. I think he's in a great circumstance just because he has the disrespect factor going for him, and now he's going to really show them, you know, what they passed up on. He has a good roster. He has a good coaching staff. So I'm picking the 49ers this week. Denver, on the other hand, you got a guy, he's not a five-star general. He might not even be a one-star general. And that's the toughest place to be, particularly when you have talent and all that pressure. So you talked about this in the former segment. The Denver ownership has most certainly reached out to Mr. Sean Payton, and they're already looking ahead. So I think Denver's a situation. They're on really thin ice, so this is a perfect opportunity for the 49ers to go in there and get that W. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, appreciate it, Dre. Thank you. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Hey, guys. Stuff.
Oh, wait a minute. So Judge just got a hit, Chris. It's the seventh inning, so he shook that little 0-for-5.
Okay.
Home run, but he got a hit. It's a 4-4 game, two outs in the seventh, and Judge
that
got
that will make him,
hit.
Like you
relax.
Said, that'll make him, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he took a nice swing, got a base hit to left field, and he can just get back to
R-E-L-A-X.
Yes, relax. Thank you.
Look at Alex.
I know. Very good, Alex. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, so I don't think Jimmy G is a guy that should be judged by the stats. He should be judged on if they win and how the offense runs. And, like, Chris, you said he hasn't had a good playoff game. I thought, like, eye test-wise, he was really good against the Rams. I thought he was really good against the Vikings. And I thought he was pretty good against the Cowboys. His only problem is he can't close.
Yeah, okay. No, he hasn't been able to close. But I also, Chris, when we talk about Shanahan, he's had a problem coaching late in games, too.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Right?
We've talked about that.
About what? About,
I think he tries to get too cute.
Too cute instead of running the ball.
Yep.
It would be like a lot. We talked about that Super Bowl, Chris, against Kansas City. Like they had a lead and you know, they were running the ball all night, and then it's like they got pass happy.
Yep. Nah, he gets cute.
Thanks for the call,
no,
Gary.
No doubt about it.
How about
no
Bruno
doubt.
In Brooklyn? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Gentlemen, we love you out here. We're out here in Red Hook, man.
Red Hook.
We love it. We love it. You know
thank
Red
you,
Hook, Rob.
Of course. Come on. I know BK.
You got it. Anyway, I got to tell you, the greatest – it fell in their lap when they were trying to shop Jimmy G, and they basically got him. They let him stick around, and now he's here, and – I think he's going to drive the wagon. I don't think he'll be here next year. But look at, in terms of this weekend, look at the coaching. Denver versus San Fran. I mean, there's no comparison between these two clubs. You know what's going to happen with Russ and his, and, you know, the squad they're running over there. Long term, they're not.
No, it's – look, he's right, Rob. I mean, there's a huge – as much as we've, you know, talked about Kyle Shanahan, he's light years ahead of Nate Hackett.
Oh, it's not even close. No, they're not even in the same ballpark.
Right.
Let's just face it.
There's no doubt about that. They got a big advantage. All right, we got our man Lamar Mitchell, BetMGM's director of trading coming up in a moment.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It just ain't right without the soul.
Where's Janet Jackson going? Give me a beat.
Absolutely. I don't know. I never heard that on this show, but it sounded good, Rob.
All right. Doesn't she say
our
that?
Man,
give me
you
a
know
beat.
Who he is. Lamar Mitchell, the king of betting here on the iCouple. What's up, brother? Welcome.
What's up, boys? How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great. Always yes, great to have yes. you on, Lamar. Thanks, you know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, brother, let's get to it. Last night's divisional matchup saw Cleveland cover
against
the Steelers, but after their collapse against the Jets last Sunday, how much does something like that influence the next game's line?
Well, you know, it's a divisional game, so we had to shade it a little bit towards the way how the Browns have been playing the Steelers the last couple years, not based upon their collapse from the last game against the Jets. So, but the public was on the right side there. They were all on the Brownies last night. The house goes down as a small loser last night. And that that late touchdown was a $90,000 swing in the favor of the public.
So that was that pushed the over?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? The house must have been sick. Are you for a fluky touchdown like that? They went crazy at the sports bar I was at last night. I figured it was the over. I was like, my God! I was just happy that they covered.
Yeah, wow. They were happy that it went over.
All right, Giants open up as a 3-point home favorite over Dallas. That's the norm. That has been bet down to just one. Are people betting on the Cowboys or where are the sharps when it has faith? Do they have faith in Cooper Rush is what I'm asking.
Actually, this is all sharp money. I mean, we were talking about this earlier. You're right. It's been bet down. It's just all sharp money. No public money on the Giants. Just all sharp money that's moved this number down to the Giants minus one.
I just don't believe in the Giants. I'm sorry. I know they're 2-0. They don't look good to me.
I'm not ready to give them my faith.
All right.
We'll see. All right, Lamar, the Broncos. You clearly believe in the Giants. You didn't like us ripping them. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No, he was like, don't rip the Giants.
Right,
okay.
Right. All right, the Broncos, they opened as slight favorites over the Niners, minus 1.5. But as of this morning, that line is flipped, and now the Niners are a 1.5-point road favorites. Now, does Jimmy G at the helm hold that much weight on the road against Russell Wilson?
You know, it's a combination of a little bit of both. The San Francisco defense and Jimmy G versus the Bronco offense, because one of our highly respected casino players laid six figures on the Niners, and the ticket count on this game is all Joe Public 49ers. So, along with that big six-figure bet, and with the Joe Public all on the Niners, it's all Niner money basically.
Interesting.
All right, Green Bay heads to Tampa Bay as a 1-point underdog plus one. Right, with Mike Evans out of this game, what kind of action have you seen on the total for this game with Tom Brady's number one option taking a seat?
Well, you know, everybody loves the Buccaneers and the Packers, and surprisingly enough, the total's been pretty flat on the way they've been betting it. But we expect, depending on what happens with some of his other receivers, we expect the public to come in and bet it under, because the Bucs have been playing under game. So, as evidence is last week when they
played. Yeah, their offense isn't that great.
Right, right. So we expect them to bet it under the 42.
Rob loves saying that.
Yeah, I
their
do.
Offense.
Their offense has been stinky. All right.
Yeah. 12 hasn't done. Hasn't been. Is hasn't performed as magic on offense.
No, you know what?
Getting warm.
Give them
he's
off on warm. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now you know.
Just give them
Rob
off.
Is so jealous. He's so jealous. He's like, I'm way past 6:45, and I don't get days off.
That's right. I work 7 days a week.
But you did go to Dubai, so, you know.
That's
thank
right.
You. Thank you.
You know,
thank
hey,
you, Lamar.
Lamar, you say hello, and I say Dubai. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Don't laugh. Lamar, don't laugh. You just made his day.
You know it. Thank you, Lamar.
You got to be like our last guest. They didn't laugh at any of Rob's corny jokes. I know you've heard that like 70 times. So, you know, you just made his day. All right, let's get back to it. The Jags, nice win last week, and they're heading to L.A. as underdogs.
I'm taking the Jags.
They're playing the Chargers. But there's been no movement on this line since it opened. And coming off a shutout against the Colts, the Jags don't seem to be getting any love from the bettors, even with a banged-up Herbert. Now, Herbert is questionable.
He's a game-time decision.
Yeah. Does this line say more about the Jags or the Chargers?
This line says more about the Jags because the sharp money that we're getting on this game early has been on the Jags. And
I believe it.
Joe Public has not been on this game so far. I think Joe Public is still waiting to find out if Herbert's going to play. But sharp money definitely been coming in on the Jags. So it says more about the banged up Chargers compared to the Jags. But sharp money is definitely on the Jags here.
All right, Eagles. Go ahead. Eagles opened up as a 4-point favorites. It got as high as 7, and now it's 6.5 in a divisional matchup against the Commanders. Jalen Hurts has looked great so far. Do the bettors just have much more faith in the Eagles, even in a divisional contest?
You're absolutely right. Sharp money and Joe Public is all on the Eagles here. 3-1 ticket count. Like I say, sharp money's on the Eagles. Hurts has looked excellent these first 2 weeks, and you never know which Carson Wentz you're going to get. So I think that's why Joe Public is on the Eagles.
Yeah,
Pennsylvania.
That makes sense.
Once in a lifetime. Okay.
All right, let's get to the big game. I'm really looking forward to this one. Buffalo in Miami. Now, they're going down there as 5.5-point favorites as of this morning, but we got two of the hottest quarterbacks in the league, Tua and Josh Allen. What kind of action are you seeing on this game's total?
The total is pretty steady at 52.5. What I can tell you is one of our huge players who went 4-0 last week, betting six-figure decisions, is on the Dolphins this week.
Really?
He's on the Dolphins, but the Sharps are on the Bills. So it's going to be interesting because Joe Public is also on the Bills, too, with a ticket count of 2-1.
This is a tough one.
I'm on the Dolphins on that one. All right. And yeah, I am.
Wow.
Despite getting a beat down on Monday night, the Vikings are 6-point home favorites against the Detroit Lions. I'm going to go against my better sense. I'm picking the Lions in this game. But do the bettors have faith in the Vikings because it's the Lions or because of what they saw in week one against Green Bay?
No, sir. This is all sharp money at the sharp money on the Lions plus the points.
Yep.
So the sharp guys do have faith in the Lions. Ticket count, Joe Public, all on the Lions, about 3-1. And we're looking for this is a big decision for us early in the weekend.
Yeah, so you know what? Dan Campbell is what, 12-6 against the spread, Chris? That's the only good thing about Dan Campbell.
Look, hey, I like Dan Campbell. You're not a fan of Dan Campbell?
Nah.
You still holding that kneecap comment?
Yep, I'm still holding it.
I like him. I like what he's done.
So
with
the Lions are getting a lot of love here in this game, huh? Plus 6 on the road.
Yeah, plus sharp money and big player money. So 6 figures on this. You know, we had some 6-figure bets on the Lions and the Sharps are taking the line. So really, it's everyone's on the line. This is Joe Public and the Sharps are on the lines.
All right, that is our man, the myth and the legend, Lamar Mitchell, BetMGM Director of Trading. Great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate
you. You know that.
Fellas, appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Have a great weekend. Good luck with your picks.
And I'm coming out there soon. I'm going to be in touch, okay?
Let me know.
Yep, I will.
All right, man. All right. Yep. NFL Pigskin Pickoff is next. Keep it locked.
I'm winning.
Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Nice. Nice. Nice way to end it off. A funky flashback Friday live from the TireRack.com studios. And look, we could talk about how complex other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply.
Story of my life. Pick up the pieces. You know how many times I had to pick up the pieces, you know?
That's a new one. I'll give it to you.
Nice. That's not bad, right?
All right.
At least something new.
Yes, thank you, Alex. Thank you.
What?
All right, let's get to
I'm
it.
Like
it's
a
time
warm blanket.
For the NFL Pigskin Pickle.
One that I want to wash. It's been used so much.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
Stop banging on your mic, Chris.
I'm trying to.
We hear you.
I don't hear you.
And we got
you
Chris.
Know how it works. I got that from you. You hear? Get this thing on. All right, let's get to it. Rich, take us through the pigskin pickoff, my man.
Okay, first I want to go over last week.
Yes.
Nah, we don't need to do
that. Yes, let's do it.
Oh, Chris already knows. Okay.
It ain't like it was great for Rob either.
Go ahead.
Well, Rob was over 500. Rob went 3-2.
Yes. Wait, hold on.
Yes.
I got Rob going 2-3.
No.
Uh-uh.
So what'd he get?
He got Bears and Packers, Packers to cover. Rob
right.
got... Oh, well, wait.
He had New England.
Yeah, yeah. He had Patriots to cover.
That's it.
You're right. At, I got that wrong.
Man, look, y'all, no, you Rob, get, and Rob was going to be like, yeah, no, yeah. yeah you, just cheating.
What was the other one?
Through.
Wait, what was you, the other
that
one?
That was it. New you guys, England and going Green Bay.
You guys both went 2-3.
No, Chris had Chris
no,
didn't
I was,
have,
I was 1-4. Rob was 2-3.
Yes. All right, let's go. Let's move on.
All right, guys. All right. So the
now Rob's ready to move on after the
I still got the win. Go ahead.
Work.
I was trying to get one more game. Right.
49ers are going on the road. They'll be playing the Broncos. 49ers are favored by 1.5.
What a turnaround that was. All right, Chris, I'm going to go with the 49ers. I just have no confidence right now in the Broncos, coaching-wise, and their quarterback. You know, he's got to play better. He's been cooking, but he's been burning stuff. So I'm going to go with the 49ers.
Yeah, I'm with you. I really would like to see Denver win, but I'm going with the Niners. I think they get it done. They got a better team, I think.
Okay, guys, we got a divisional matchup, NFC West. Rams are going to Arizona to play the Cardinals. The Rams are favored by 3.5 points. Chris, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going with the Rams. Maybe if the Cardinals hadn't gotten a win, they might be desperate. But I think the Rams are really still even trying to show how they're bouncing back from that opening night loss. So I got them.
I'm taking Arizona. I did not like how that game ended for the Rams, Chris. Their defense is a little shaky. I'm not feeling as confident.
You're getting gutsy.
Yeah, I'm going with Arizona.
All right.
Okay, another divisional matchup. Bills going to Miami to play the Dolphins. The Bills are 5.5-point favorites. Rob, who you got?
Put the ranch on the Dolphins, plus 5.5. I'm going there. I am. Buffalo's banged up. They were flawless last week. They go on the road down there in the weather. I'm just going to say that it's the Dolphins.
I think Buffalo wins, but I think it's close. So I'm going with Miami as well. Give me Miami in the points.
Wow.
Okay.
But I think Buffalo wins.
Okay, another divisional matchup. Cowboys going to New York to take on the Giants. Giants are 1-point favorites. Who you got, Chris?
I got Dallas. I don't know where Rob is on this, but I'm like him in that. I don't believe in the Giants. They're fortunate for a few those victories. Wasn't like they looked great in those wins. And Dallas, that defense is legit. And Cooper Rush, look, he's not, you know, awesome, but he's pretty good. He's an efficient little quarterback. So I got Dallas.
I'm going with the Cowboys too. It's the lesser of two evils. I'm not that high on them either. But the last time the Giants were 3-0, I think the Louisiana Purchase was an escrow. I'm sorry.
Kawhi's even.
Thank you. All right.
Packers going to face the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are a 1-point favorite. Who you got, Rob?
Packers.
I got the Packers.
All right, there we go, Chris. Thanks,
I think
Rich.
Rodgers gets it done.
Ricky, good
All
job.
Right.
Alex,
Rob,
good job, everybody.
Have a great time in Phoenix.
Yes.
Alex, Rich, Steve, great job. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. That means fire's on the way.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.